listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Hey, hey, we're playing basketball.
Exactly. You imagine
it was a Bow Wow version.
Ball. I'm disturbing my spirit. Yes, I'm so glad we found the original. Thank you.
What's up, Basketball Wives fans? You are tuning in to Basketball Wives Episode 3, and this was an amazing episode. We're going to get into it, but first, I have to introduce our amazing host. I am your host, Spicy Mahdi, joined by the beautiful Rebecca Prince TV next to me.
Hi, guys.
This is Rebecca, guys. And then across, we have Brooke.
Or spit on me, bitch.
Or spit on me, biatch.
I'm just going to
get right into it.
We have a special, okay. We have a special guest in the building today, okay? She has joined us. She decided to, walk off the red carpet today and be on Basketball Wives because she is a huge fan. We have the star of Single Moms Club by Tyler Perry, Coco Brown, the amazing comedian in the house.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
And we are very fortunate to have her and amazing commentary the entire show. She had us laughing even more than Basketball Wives episode. But yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. So we're gonna jump right into it.
All right.
And just get to the juiciness of this episode. We got to see a little bit of drama start off with Chantel and her mom. And so what was going on with that situation? I mean, Jackie is always starting some drama. She's always starting some mess. She's very nosy with her daughter's business. And once again, she's at it again.
I don't think she's just nosy with her daughter's business. I'm pretty sure she's nosy with everybody.
Yeah, trust me, Jackie can't hold water.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put it out there. Jackie Christie, call me, girl, because I want a rumor out that I date Idris. And I know that you can make it happen because you can't hold water. Don't tell her nothing.
It's her daughter called her a character.
Right.
I mean, so, we sort of see the whole dynamic set up. Chantel moves back to town from Washington or Seattle, wherever she was.
Yeah.
And her and Jackie are starting to, I guess, hash out their relationship. Mm-hmm. But it's very clear that Chantel knows
her mother is
a crazy person.
Because as soon as she tells her, like, she totally said clearly, I'm not talking to homeboy no more.
Yeah.
But now Jackie done put it all in her head. I got some dirt. I got some drama. I'm going to start some mess. I'm going to need Jackie to, like, join AARP or something. Like, at your age, honey, stop all this mess with these young girls. She's trying to relive her basketball heyday when she got dug. Stop.
The thing that I think the problem is Jackie never had any friends because she was always worried about Doug and chasing him around and making sure he wasn't doing nothing.
Definitely.
And now that she's got girls who she gets paid to
be
around,
like the
clearly.
Oracle. She didn't get all the blue pill, honey. She's like Morpheus. She didn't mess around all the girls and ate the blue pill and don't even realize it.
I mean, it is crazy. And her own daughter is, she's like, I'm not dealing with you. I'm not doing business with you.
Right.
Like, she's setting her boundaries and obviously Jackie is blowing straight through them this week.
Well, I would be offended if I was her daughter and I said, please don't tell dad or anybody else for that matter. And that's the first person you go to and confess a secret to.
Now, I will say this. I know that I've shared things with my mother and I've been like, don't tell dad. And I understand those old school marriages maybe because my mother can't keep nothing from my father.
Yeah, neither can mine.
I found out my dad knew stuff I did in college. I'm like, mama, you said you wouldn't tell. I'm sorry. You know, so maybe it's about that. But still, you know, it's like the thing is, it's so irrelevant. She said, we're not kicking it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's over. So let Drea have whatever she going to have in her little 6-month relationship with a 26-year-old ball player. Drea, baby, wake up, baby. Come on now.
Come on now.
You acting like he ain't gonna cheat on you, boo-boo. You been a side chick for too long to not understand the rules, boo-boo. But, you know, I just think, you know, Jackie is just starting to cause some mess. And the thing is, in all of the mess, all she's gonna do is jeopardize her relationship with her daughter again.
Yeah.
Because now she's betrayed her again.
It's very true. Jackie Jackie's a mess. I mean, she's from her hair to her clothes.
Jackie, you do not have good hair. I'm going to smooth them edges down. You do not have good hair, Jackie. Stop. Pull that unit to the front. Understand me? Okay.
I mean, I don't know which was worse, her like her crazy ponytail or her synthetic wig
in the short bob.
She didn't get a chance to do hair. I mean, that's cool, baby. If you want to do the synthetic, just let her have a real part, okay?
But let me ask you this: why do you think that after she told her husband Sunday was the next person that she went to speak about?
Which I think is totally foul because she knows Sunday got an issue with Drea,
right?
Because Sunday used to be Drea, and now she realizes she's a chick at the bar that can't get hollered at no more because it's a new batch of chicks on the track getting all the ball players. So she's hating on Drea and she knows this. So that's like me having a beef with you and, you know, instead of me, you know, okay, me and you are friends and I got a beef with you and you come to me and tell me her business and then bring me along to tell her.
Oh, that's foul. That's extremely disrespectful.
What's her name? Sunday?
Sunday.
She sat there gloating.
Who's her
man? It was all in her face.
Sunday doesn't have a man.
Who was her man? Honestly, who did she sleep with?
The ball player, she had a bunch of kids by and he married somebody else. Boom, how about that?
She's got two kids. I don't know who the father is.
Some ball player that married somebody else.
But I think maybe she came on the show because Jackie legit needed some kind of counter, you know, she needed somebody in her corner because everybody was starting to realize that the Jackie Kool-Aid was fucking poison. Well, and
Sunday,
you know,
the schedule a little too well that about the girls, they show up, they stalk the guys, and you know, like they prey on them. And then once they snag them an athlete, like now you have to accept their life.
She knew everything that a bopper would do.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you're talking about all the stuff that Drea doing, but you know that way too well because you did it yourself. Unfortunately, it backfired on you.
And she's the one that knew she was a stripper too, right?
Well, yeah, because Sunday's from Philly too, but she came out here, she was an actress. However, her biggest acting credit was State Property, and don't get me wrong, those are my guys. Those are my dudes. But come on, that's not...
Kill yourself.
I mean, she went as far as to last episode try to embarrass Drea and say that she was making it rain on her and throwing money on her.
But my thing is this, at least Drea owns hers. That's why I got so much respect for Drea. Mm-hmm. You got a whole bunch of chicks out here doing whatever they gotta do, hoeing it up and denying it. Mm-hmm. Talking about, no, not me. I ain't ratchet. I respect Drea because Drea owns hers. She did what she had to do to take care of her son. And she's like, this is who I am. And I'm still going to be that sex kitten. I'm going to come out here butt naked and give you to the people. I'm going to do what I got to do. And I will do what I got to do to get what I want. How about that? I can respect that. I can't respect somebody like Sunny throwing shade. But heffa, you did everything she did. You just salty because yours backfired.
Yeah, and she's old now. Yeah, so now it's a little bit harder.
You the chick in the club that Jamie Foxx and them talk about that came out here on the bus 20 years ago. In the club, still trying to come up while the new batch of chicks them came in. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
And I mean, honestly, I think all of that has probably had a lot to do with the beef that Sunday had with her daughter last week. And she probably did tweet out that pic with the dick in her daughter's face.
Did you see that picture?
I don't see the photo. We can't find that picture.
Do we have a picture of the dick?
Can we put it up?
I think it was B. Scott. I think B. Scott might have had it on his Twitter. And I was like, okay, you so worried about Drea. I'm gonna need you to get your little 17-year-old daughter out of somebody's crotch.
What was she doing on the photo? Because they said a ding-a-ling, boom. They said her face was near it.
No, honey, nips was on.
Okay, ooh. I don't know why her mouth
spit
would
on
be.
Me, bitch.
Okay,
I don't know why her mouth would be. But regardless,
way to YouTube, though, yeah.
We know what she was doing. Okay, yeah.
Oh, trust me, she looked like it was a lollipop. Trust.
Yeah.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
So we know Sunday's got issues, which is why she's a huge hater. But we're going to start, and now we're starting to feel like there's definitely issues between Drea and her man Orlando, even though there shouldn't be any.
Drea, you grown, well, baby. You understand the rules of the game.
Okay,
you're 26.
So Drea,
she's not saying I love you back.
This is the problem. Drea keeps confessing. Now she's announcing to us on the show, hey, I'm in love with my man. This is the happiest that I've ever been.
True.
So, you know, she's taking walks. She's smiling when she talks about him. She's gleaming. And she shares that with everybody. And she's making her relationship public. Mm-hmm. But then we find behind, you know, closed doors, Jackie's talking about, you know, her and her daughter having, you know, messed with Drea's boyfriend. So it's embarrassing when we start to see the scene set up where Drea is getting a little box and she's talking about how she thinks she's ready for marriage. And he opens up the box because it's their 6-month anniversary and it's diamond earrings. Mm-hmm, and yeah. He tells her, calm down.
Slow your roll.
Slow mm-hmm. your roll.
I'm only 26
years old. He's a football player, probably making a decent check for a 26-year-old, okay?
Yeah. Well, the Cowboys.
Right. I mean, you know, they're an icon. Okay, they may not check. Win everything, but they're iconic. But, you know, yeah, it's like, girlfriend, you've been in this game long enough. I understand that you're in love, and maybe he's done something to you that you never had done before. But the way you're carrying it, all you talk about y'all do is screw.
Yeah. Mm.
So you done came in there with your grown freaking self that ain't got no inhibitions and probably done brought a couple of chicks in the bedroom. You done turned the little boy out. So I'm pretty sure he done said a whole lot of things.
Now, after 6 months, she has moved in with him, moved her mm-hmm. son into town living mm-hmm. with him. So she has a lot invested
yeah.
into the relationship.
But I'm saying,
extremely
sure, he's 26.
Soon.
He's turned out. He probably done told her everything she wanted to hear.
But yeah, he's a baby.
And it was hard watching because, you know, they're all being intimate and cute. And she's like, I love you, baby. And he's like,
they're
yeah.
They're very cute together.
But he doesn't say it back. But
he doesn't say
it back.
I love and you back.
That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
honestly, that the first red flag to me when a man doesn't say it back on national television is, I don't want my other chicks. yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm grown. I done been in the amusement park a few times, okay? I'm grown.
Well,
I know.
I tried to come into her defense while we were watching the show, and I was like, well, maybe he says it behind closed doors and he just, you know, didn't say it in this particular scene. And you guys jumped on me and were like, oh, no. He got 20 other females
well,
that you don't want to get in trouble
the
with.
What's the reason relationship if they're not going to acknowledge you publicly?
British?
Yeah. British.
And, you know, Doug says I love you to Jackie all the time. You know, I get it. You know, my thing is, I would hate for Drea to put the rose-colored glasses on.
Right.
And not realize the realities. I mean, let's keep it real. To be a ball player's woman, and I've been there, done that, you got to be a little Helen Keller. You got to be blind and deaf at sometimes. And just focus on the Chanel bags and that black card.
That's
name.
Wrong.
I hate to say it, but let's keep it 100.
And that third eye.
I mean, that's why a lot of these women sign up for it. You know?
If I don't see it, if I don't hear it, it doesn't happen. Don't bring it home. Have enough respect not to bring it home. That's the problem with a lot of you brothers out there now. You want to bring it home because you're sloppy.
Well, if you notice, he says, I do want to get married someday, but he doesn't say, I want to get married someday to you. At no point does he address marriage with her. He just says, marriage is something that I see in my future.
I think she reminds me a lot of myself before I got married and now I'm divorced. I got to that point where my ex-husband probably could have been anybody because I was just so ready to settle down and get out the game and be married and be a mother and keep it moving. I didn't realize until probably 7-8 months into my marriage that, wow, I married the wrong guy because I was so tunnel vision. And I think that maybe what Drea is doing right now, she's tunnel vision.
She just wants to be married. Yeah.
She's ready to be a wifey, not a girlfriend, not a side chick. She's ready to be a wifey. She's ready to settle down. Unfortunately, choosing a 26-year-old, that's a ball player.
Now, this is the other problem. Ooh. And I sympathize for Drea because she has been with so many public figures as far as athletes are concerned that she's
that
lost
works with Kim Kardashian.
She's lost some of her virtue. And so she's now disposable because, well, you know, I'm tossing her to the next
right,
athlete. Locker room
works
talk.
For Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian has been knighted by the gods. And she could have been with so many people and it'd be televised and she still would come up with Kanye. That doesn't happen for us regular folk, honey. I don't know. We don't have the golden ticket in our booty or something. I don't know.
How does she not be a side chick anymore?
Hmm?
How does she not be a side chick anymore?
Then? How does Drea not?
Yeah.
What would be our advice to Drea?
Will she ever be not be a side chick?
I mean, I think she, you know, is legit maybe the main woman in his life, but I don't think that means that he necessarily doesn't have
face,
other chicks.
Like,
he's 26 years old.
He's
I know,
young.
But yo, if he moved her into his house, her son is living with them. He's got two little girls. They play family.
Wait,
I mean,
he
come
has two
on.
Little girls?
I mean, he's
yeah,
her
he's
in
got
public
twins.
On his arm as his woman.
She was at all the Cowboy games this season from Instagram. I could see.
That's the
I mean,
thing about 26-year-olds because 26-year-olds are usually not tainted yet.
Yeah,
and you can turn them out a little bit. You know, and have them in the lane you want them to be. But keep in mind, it's going to take a badder chick to turn his head.
Yeah.
And then the older cats that's still playing are going to be in his ear going, young bro, why you settling down? You can have all these hoes out here, dog. Why
well,
you
especially
tripping?
When half of them probably smash Drea, too.
That,
so.
And that's the sad part is that now he has to defend his girl. Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like people can't say, hey, I've been with your woman. Everybody can say
Didn't
that.
Didn't Miles Austin get in a fight in the locker room because somebody said something about Kim Kardashian when she was dating him?
Probably, but that was stupid.
they're probably, you know, but, I mean, you got to understand, ladies, you out here using what you got to get what you want and running through all these people, and then when you try to decide to be a good woman and settle down, you going to have to find your brother from Australia. They ain't got no team. because you're one of them, you know, one of them cats, you know.
A nice nerd.
Yeah, seriously.
But the one thing I will say, regardless of what Drea's background is, I respect it because she does own up to it.
She owns it.
And I respect it because even now in her relationship with Orlando, she's sitting there with her two girls and she's telling them, like, yeah, I stalk my man. I am crazy. I am possessive. I am obsessive. You know, own it.
Like,
if you feel that way,
everything.
Fine.
I can respect that.
But you know, people don't like to share.
And a lot of men like that crazy crap. Do not get it.
Yeah,
twisted.
But at the same time,
yeah,
they
say they don't. They love that shit.
She's checking his phone. She's checking his emails. She's checking his bank statements, whatever it may be. But it's because she knows the rules of being with someone like that. She was that person. So she's going
to
be
she knows what
paranoid.
To look for.
The reason she's so possessive and crazy and doing all that because she has been the chick hiding in the bushes with somebody else's husband.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
She's well, what about karma too? Don't you think that she'd be a little bit guilty? You know, or
karma's a bitch.
Yeah, that is what they said. Yeah. She probably feels like, dang, you know, when I get my real relationship because I've ruined so many marriages, now it might happen to me. Like
yeah,
she's probably thinking
she
that in the back
fear.
Of her mind.
She'd be wrong. Oh, she'd be crazy if she didn't have that fear.
But one thing that I do appreciate is that. What's her two girlfriends that she was in?
Malaysia and Brandy.
Malaysia and Brandy kept it 100.
Yes,
and they were like,
her, my man had cheated too. I respected that.
Yeah.
They admitted
it. Totally been like, no.
They didn't want to, though. They did not want to. They were like,
You know what? And they didn't have to, but they did. They were 100%
because
honest.
In all of these different basketball wives, spinoffs, franchises, you've seen all of this shit play out. Evelyn was sitting there talking about her and Chad were so happy until he headbutted her. Shawnee O'Neal, she brought on one of the chicks that Shaq was fucking on the show, but she never acknowledges it. You know, at least these ladies are owning up to it. And it is. I think that's what people can't, whether you're a basketball wife or not, you can relate when people sort of show you their vulnerability. People have all been in that situation. And yeah, of course, sitting up there being like Jackie, like, no, me and Doug are good. Me and Doug... Maybe they have been good because they both seem fucking crazy and weird.
And maybe they're swinging together.
I don't think people were more made for each other than Jackie and Doug.
Oh my god, the swinger conversation though.
Yeah,
they would have went home with that.
Let's get right into that because we can talk about Drea's past and Orlando and what's going on all day.
I wish you the best, Drea. Don't fall for the
bad tale. Before we get to Doug and Jackie though, what about Drea bringing her son on the show?
I think it's great.
You guys,
I commend her because at this point, if she wants to change her image, showing her as a mother is the best way to do
it.
Because anybody with a heart is going to feel that and say, oh, she was a hoe. She a mama.
But she, that you know,
the mama too.
She was young too when she had her child.
Exactly.
And she has. She's,
and honey, we all you can know, change and evolve.
She's been busting her ass to get to the point where
she
can
image.
Bring him out here. She can have him there. And a lot of people have done that. So you can't fault her for sort of, you know.
Mm-mm. And she did what she had to do. And she kept her promise. When I get on my feet and get right, mama coming to get you. And she did.
And she did.
So much respect to
she's
you.
She's wearing panties now. Didn't she share that last
episode?
She's growing up.
Drea is growing up.
So who's the baby's dad?
Whoa, we're not there yet.
We're going to get there.
We're going to save that for later. Let's start talking about Doug and, well, we'll talk about Doug and Jackie, Doug and Lorenzo.
Yeah.
We're seeing a little more of Doug this season on the show.
I like Doug.
I hate his blue necklace.
But
his
I do like him. He's very
turquoise.
Doug is like the kind of husband you want because he's like a girlfriend and a husband at the same time. Like, I mean, in the sense of they have a friendship. Okay, they have a friendship where I feel like they share everything.
Because as crazy as Jackie can be, he's still got her back.
Yeah, like they have a real friendship. And I think that no matter what people say about his wife, he still loves her to death.
Yeah.
You guys make jokes about, you know, maybe they're swinging and maybe, you know, they got all this going on. But we're regardless,
they've married
they're
this
happy.
Long in this business, you know, of a ball player and a ball player's wife, and they've stayed together. I mean, he kept it 100. He said, "You've got to keep it exciting. You've got to up the ante when it comes
spice
to the
up.
Sex and all of that." Because real talk, there are women out here that are willing to do some
anything.
Ignorance. To get them a ball player. Mm-hmm. And if you his wife, you're going to get down to ignorance, honey. You ain't going to be able to sit there like Mary Poppins saying, I ain't going to do that. Because it's 10 chicks that'll be like, I will. And you got to be, I give it to Jackie. She's probably doing some freaking crap. I can only imagine what Jackie did.
Jackie
brought
not...
out some chickens. And...
Oh, God. Let's keep the animals out of this. We're animal friendly here at AfterBuzz TV.
I am too. That chicken probably had a ball, girl. That chicken probably had a ball.
What do you guys think of Jackie and Doug taking... them under their wing, taking British Lorenzo and British.
I see no problem
British.
With that. You know, I just hope British doesn't get caught up in the messy part, you know, of Jackie. But I think
that's all she gets caught up.
One of the best things you can do. I know, Jackie, that's hard. But
well,
I think
British
that,
and Jackie.
They're very similar. It's like a younger version of,
she
like.
She met her mini-me.
Yeah.
I was trying to say that.
Yeah.
British is extremely immature. If you listen to her, the way that she's talking and just her thought process and what she's arguing about, she's extremely immature.
And she's, I mean, you know, in her defense as well, because we have to do it, she's 23 years old, so maybe it gives her a little more of an excuse to act, you know, that way. But she is
you
just...
You can tell her Willy Wonka's real and she'll believe it.
But she's trying to roll with the big dog. She's trying to roll
just
with the older
girls,
though.
Just don't tell her Willy Wonka is elegant. That'll piss her off. Just don't do that.
Okay.
So earlier you guys mentioned the way that she looked. You were talking about her contacts and like the way that she dresses and everything. I mean, her
bad
weave.
Hair color.
Yes. I don't think that she has the right or the audacity to talk about anybody on the show.
But British is, like I said, 23 years old. She's still in that high school mentality.
When she comes on the screen, honestly, you guys, it's hard for me to watch. I literally have to be like, oof, because it's that bad.
And then she gets mad at the other one, Brandy, for being elegant.
Elegant.
Who does that? That's like me saying I'm mad at Claire Huxtable.
Yeah. And who could ever be mad at Claire Huxtable?
Yeah.
It's like just because you have style and you like nice things.
And grace and Claire. I mean, come on, honey. But she's 23 years old. This is a girl that probably has, you know, 2 chains on repeat in her car. And she thinks Ratchet is the new Gucci. Let's just keep it 100.
I mean,
know?
She did throw a Turkish tea party, and I don't know what kind of shit that is.
There was no tea.
That was the worst party I've ever been to in my life. No decorations, no tea.
What about Doug taking, you know, her boyfriend under his wing, taking Lorenzo under his wing and kind of like schooling him in this basketball game?
I think it's great that Doug has a, you know, business after the NBA because he needs it. Mm-hmm. One, you know, those checks won't last forever. And two, I think it's good because, one, British is going around telling everybody that her man is too short to play in the NBA.
And they're the same height. And Doug were the same height.
And Doug is tall as, Doug's tall.
Yeah, and Doug's not a short dude. They were the same height.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, she needs to accept that maybe her man just isn't that good.
She's 23.
He said he got injured.
The bunny's alive.
That's it. He got injured.
He plays overseas. He plays overseas.
But even a lot of men that play overseas are still good, though.
A lot of guys that play overseas are doing very, very, very well.
I'm not taking that away.
The NBA is very political. And so not everybody can get a spot. So the fact that they're even playing overseas is still commendable.
I got a friend. He was like the Jordan of Brazil.
Yeah, no, it's not about that. But don't be like, oh, he's not. They told us he's not tall enough for the NBA. Like, come on, you know, it's about a skill level.
But that might be what
he
told her. She's 23. You can tell her that Santa Claus is coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's going to believe it.
Do you think they're actually going to get married?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that what I see is that she really is, or a lot of ball players like them pretty and dumb. Let's
okay,
just call
so
it
she's
real.
Got the dumb part.
Pretty and dumb.
I'm sorry.
She's
coming from
us. She's new money.
Yeah, she's new money.
I'm sorry, y'all. Tuning in, she's rough. If you guys agree, call 424-256-1729. Okay, if you agree with me, thank you.
No, she's still using Dark and Lovely. I mean, we gonna work with them.
That got an ooh in the audience.
We gonna work with her. She's new money. It's new money, baby. It's okay.
You guys. Guys, we got to get on her and Jackie's look this episode because both of them, they both need help.
Mini me,
yeah, definitely.
Even Jackie's daughter looks more put together. Her weave was on point.
Yes, her weave was snatched.
You know, her outfit may not have been great, but
she looked nice. She
can maybe take her mom under her wing and give her a little advice. Although I don't think Jackie would take advice from anybody.
Jackie reminds me of that chick that be going to the casino with her girlfriends after you know after. Sunday, and she tried to still be hip, like she got the jogging suit on with the little kitten heels.
Oh, no.
I need Jackie. Just one thing for Jackie. I just love you to death, but please, honey, understand you do not have good hair. I need you to silk down them edges, boo-boo. Pull that unit, that lace front, to the front. Tuck them edges in. I'm so tired of seeing that peach fuzz in the kitchen in the front. What is going on?
We're going to pray for her.
All right. Well, so all the show buildup sort of came to this Drea bombshell, which was a lunch for four. Of course, Jackie brought her stupid friend Sunday, who just couldn't wait to get the news out.
She was just, I wanted to punch
her. She told
her
before
gloating.
Jackie told her practically.
She was just gloating.
But why would she even do that? Why would she say, tell her what I know? Tell her what I know. Like, what was she trying to start right then and there? She was trying to make Drea feel a certain type of way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was trying to let her know, I'm about to drop a bomb. I'm going to gloat. I mean, you see the smirk she made when Jackie
finally said it? It was ridiculous.
Because even Drea was like, does everybody need to know? And she's like, well, I already know. And honestly,
there should have been a conversation between Jackie and Drea with nobody correct. Else around.
And Jackie's so concerned that Drea is going to be, you know, angry at her or angry at Chantel. And to be honest, I don't think necessarily she has any reason to be angry at Jackie's daughter. But I do think she has reason to be angry at Jackie because Jackie, mm-hmm. if that was a true friend and you called mm-hmm. me and said, oh, you know, or this was happening.
I know something about your man.
You know, and it's my good friend. I'm going to go to my good friend before anybody mm-hmm. and say, listen, I know I don't want to tell you this.
That's
but
the messiness of Jackie. Because if she was a true friend and she saw Dre as her little sister, that would have been a conversation. I'd have said, girl, come over here for a bottle of wine. Let me holler at you.
But she went and told somebody who doesn't have a relationship with Drea. She went and told somebody who doesn't
even
have a
beef with Drea. Yeah. She knows Sunday does not like Drea.
Because that's all Sunday's been talking about on the show is Drea.
Right. Because she was
She's giving her life.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's like, and I think that was just foul. I think Drea should just evaluate that friendship.
So she drops the bomb. Drea's reaction is not my man. And then, you know, it cuts to the previews
so
for
where
next
she get
week.
The proof from?
And the text messages.
Why did her daughter send the text messages? Did you screenshot. Your daughter's phone?
Screenshots, unless she
probably,
yeah.
her mom probably was like, give me proof because when I present this to Drea, I don't want her to be able to deny it. So obviously there's some text messages.
I wonder what
messages.
The dates are. Are the dates
I wonder
recent?
If they have the address on there. Oh, yeah, the dates. Or if like their address like come
like,
to my house.
The beginning of the 6 months relationship, was it 3 months in? Was it 4 months
yeah,
in? Was it
that's
last
true.
Week? I'm curious.
Because that does make a difference. I mean, what if it was, you know, right when her
6 months is not a long time.
No, I barely call people my boyfriend after 6 months.
When she made her relationship public, though, it was at the ESPY Awards, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, that was when they first started dating, when they first went to the award show together.
Okay.
And
when
so,
they kind of made it official.
Right, when they made it official. But it had to have been months after that they moved in together, or at least around that time, because there's no way Dre was living there and he had her come over. Like, I really feel like...
That's why I'm saying check the dates.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, you got a lot of people out here got 2-3 homes. They got a condo.
Oh, unless it was another home
that
she came to?
They got a condo. They got an apartment.
I didn't think about that.
And all these chicks don't realize these are, you got first string jump offs, second string jump offs.
And who says that he was committed since day one, though? Because if they were dating for 6 months.
So what house were you at, boo-boo? Were you at the house or one of the houses?
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously.
And she took pride in saying, well, you know, I've been to his house. I washed some dishes. We never had sex and we never kissed.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Well, why were you in the maid?
No way. Then why the hell were you washing dishes?
Right.
Because I'm not washing somebody's dishes if they're not laying it down.
Yeah, right.
That's real talk. Yeah. High five over the table.
Yeah.
That's
what are you doing housework for?
Oh, you think she slept with him?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding?
Washing
we are not. Why would she?
And you over
she's,
the house.
She's over there. She's
He's
doing
He's telling
stuff.
You, why don't you come over and hang over? I like visitors.
Yeah. And, too, it was when he was in Texas, she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She
but
said that he wanted
so
to fly her out or something like
been
that.
At both.
And you ain't going to tell your mama he blew my back out.
No, well, she told her mom that she was talking to him.
And she told her mom last week that she was, you know, she was buying G-strings and panties and stuff. So maybe, you know.
But who? We're not 12. Like, we're having sex.
Honestly,
we all have sex.
Honestly, I think that what's going to happen is Drea is going to go back to him and say, you know, and have this conversation with him. And he's not going to remember Jackie's daughter.
No.
She's not that memorable.
She probably was just
a jump off.
A jump off, a ticket. She probably didn't even go to the house. Because at least, you know, like the whole thing with Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, homegirl was dropping stuff about what was in the house. That, you know what I'm saying? Which was crazy.
The picture next to your bed.
I washed dishes. But this year I washed dishes. I was in the house. Yeah, but what house were you in, boo-boo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Although, since he is 26 and he's not like, you know, I don't think he's like a franchise star yet. So he probably doesn't
have an apartment in Studio City, honey.
But I know he's got a house
he's
in Texas.
Renting
so a house,
house
in Texas
too.
And a house in Los Angeles, that might be just
right.
enough for his
exactly.
budget.
Exactly.
So.
You know, they ain't paying me like that, you know, chilling. You know, you got a little futon and they be like, oh, he play ball though. They don't care.
That's true.
All right. Well, I didn't furnish the place yet.
Hey,
let's get into the little bit of news and gossip we do have, because when we were watching the show, Coco dropped a bombshell on us.
Don't put me out there on that.
You did, Coco. You've been honest about everything else.
You
did.
NBA All-Star Weekend again.
You know, so we're sitting watching the show, and of course, Drea brings her son on there, and She, Coco just says, oh, yeah, Gilbert Arenas is definitely his father. And
the little boy just looks like, well, there was a rumor going around a few years ago.
Yeah.
That was Gilbert Arenas. That was the whole beef between her and Laura.
Yeah.
And so when I saw the little boy, I was just like, but he kind of looked like him. I could be wrong.
And
I'm I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I had never seen the little boy, so I couldn't judge on nothing. I couldn't say nothing. But when he came out on the screen tonight, I was like,
But that one, I mean, because
like I'm a little bit.
Because what Drea has been saying is that, you know, his father is someone from Philly who's not famous, just a regular dude. She's never acknowledged it. But I know, you know, from watching these shows over the things and even behind the scenes, there is a lot of drama between her and Laura Govan, who is Gilbert Arenas' baby mom. She has five kids with him. However, I'm curious because the time frame, her son is like, what is he, nine? He's like nine. So is... Was Drea messing with players that far back? I mean, but he does. But he does kind of look like Gilbert.
27, 28?
She's 29.
29. I mean, girl, she probably was in the game like 17, 18.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Let's keep it real. But I mean, like I said, I'm not saying it's fact. I'm just saying I was looking at it.
It's speculation.
Oh. Well, that's one of the
things. Based on your observation. Like him,
but then again, people say I look like Sherry Shepherd. So, I mean.
All you listeners, after taking a look at today's episode, seeing Drea's son, go on online, Google Gilbert Arenas, and let us know in the comments, tweet us. Let us know if you think that Gilbert is Drea's father. I mean, we would love to have a session of Maury up on here, but I don't think that'll ever happen. And then there, one other little piece of news and gossip. Drea has been doing a lot of promo this week, sort of talking about the show and her relationship. She was in all the tabloids, and she was on Power 106, and she said that her man, Orlando, actually offered to double the salary that VH1 is paying her to not do the show next season.
Oh, wow.
So maybe they are serious. I don't know, but he's definitely willing to fit, you know, throw some money up there to keep her ass on the couch. Which were her words.
If she wants to change her image and she wants to be wifey, she better take that check.
Well, yeah. If he plans on marrying her, then he doesn't really have to pay her. If he marries her, then she has access to his
life. Yeah, but, you know, her thing is she's a single woman, she's got a child, and she's doing for herself. So this is why she's on the show.
It's a business for her.
If she takes a year off because she's made such an impressionable, you know, thing on the show or whatever, if she even took a year off and gave him that and it didn't work out, she could always come back.
That's true.
I bet she could always come back.
Because then she'll have a lot of news to give us, too, a lot of juice. Yeah, and she'll spill it.
So, I mean,
what you got over there?
I feel like they want more money. I feel like he's on the show and he'll be on the show next year and then they want them to pay her more money.
Probably.
That could
be true. But Drea is the only one right now making this show.
No, she's the Nene.
Exactly.
All right.
But Jackie's the one stirring up the drama, Nene. Though.
She's the Nene.
Yeah, but Jackie, no one really likes Jackie. Jackie's just there for the drama.
Jackie is just Jackie.
All right.
She's the bulldog.
Well, we've talked about this show enough. Let's get into, you've got a lot of amazing stuff going on. A new movie coming out.
Yes.
A Tyler Perry movie, no less, which it's like the guy has a Midas touch. Talk to us a little bit about the Single Moms Club.
Yeah, it comes out March 14th. Tyler Perry Single Moms Club stars myself, Nia Long, Terry Crews, Amy Smart, Wendy McClendon-Covey, William Levy, Zulai Hanayo, Sean Kerrigan. Oh my gosh, there's so many people.
So it's safe to say it's a good cast.
Brian Cyprian. It's just like everybody in it. And it was, you know, I'm really excited about it because, you know, it's not your typical, you know, woe is me Lifetime kind of single mom thing. It just really shows, you know, women who've from all walks of life who've been chosen to be single mothers in their own dynamic and how they've come together and they become each other's village and helping raise their children and support each other. And they all tend to find, they all kind of find love in the process, which is so awesome because, you know, people will think, oh, once you're a single mother, you're branded, you're going to be single for life. No, that's not the case at all. There are people out there that are going to love you and admire the fact that you are a good mother and think that's sexy. Yeah.
So what inspired Tyler Perry to make this type of movie?
You know, I wish I knew.
She's like, I'm not Tyler.
But I think his mother was a single mom. Yeah. So, I mean, it might have been a long time coming for all we know. You know, and we know how much he loved and respects her, you know. So, very well could have just been, you know, an ode to his mom for all we know.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, Nia Long's in this movie. Yeah. She's amazing. I've loved her since forever. And she doesn't seem to age. Is she equally as beautiful in
person?
She's
a vampire. She's a vampire. No, she's absolutely gorgeous in person. I mean, no, she doesn't age. I think she probably drinks like 10 gallons of water a day or something. But, you know, she's absolutely beautiful. Her skin's flawless. Her mother's, you know, dropped it gorgeous. Yes. And then she has this beautiful spirit on top of it.
Well, she really told EUR Web that Tyler Perry
treats her amazing while she was on set, that he was just a phenomenal person to work with. Was that your same experience?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, this wasn't my first time working with Mr. Perry. You know, I have been for the last 3 years on his sitcom For Better or Worse, and it has been an amazing experience. I mean, it's something about, you know, when you work for Tyler Perry, that it's just a family no matter who you are. Mm-hmm. When we come through those doors and we come together, it's an immediate family. Egos are left at the door. You know, you can be yourself and your love for yourself, and you're accepted and your talents are appreciated, you know, and it's just amazing. You know, you go on other sets and you realize I'm spoiled over here. Yeah, absolutely. I had my son and they thought someone had died, the amount of flowers that man sent me to my hospital.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not talking like small bouquets here. I'm talking gargantuan. You know, I had the entire ward.
Oh my God.
People, but I mean, that's the kind of man he is. He's a very generous, very sweet man, you know, and it's just, you know, he's a businessman. You know, I've learned a lot from him.
Now, great cast. You are hilarious. So how much of what you were able to do in the film is like improv, and how flexible was he with you sort of going off script?
He's always, the one good thing is that Mr. Perry's always told me from day one that he trusts my funny. Mm-hmm. So if I felt taking it to a different level or going in a different direction might be funnier, he's always told me, try it. Don't be married to it. And if I don't like it, I'll tell you, you know? And, you know, it was funny during the time we were filming this, my life was really transitioning and I was becoming a single mother while we were filming. Because I was leaving my husband. I was divorcing my husband. And then we have a son who's 2. So literally throughout the course of this movie, I literally was transitioning from being a wife to a single mom, you know, to an ex-wife, to being out on my own again with a child. So a lot of what you see, and mostly emotional-wise.
There's a parallel.
The levels I was going through, because each week was a different week in my life with my personal life. And then I was still having to come on set and be Lydia.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I know. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tell us a little bit more about your character. What are we going to see from her?
Lydia is one of those characters. If you don't know a Lydia, something's wrong with you. You need to expand yourself.
Because, I said I got an auntie like her or something.
And trust me. Everybody knows a Lydia. You know, she's no nonsense, don't take no junk, single mom. She has 5 kids, 2 of which are incarcerated. And she's so hard on her youngest son because she doesn't want him to turn out like his brothers. Mm-hmm. So she's, you know, busting her tail to make sure he can go to this private school, and she's very hard on him. All she wants him to do is study. He can't play ball. He can't do nothing. All you can do is study, because you're going to be something in your life. You're not going to be like your brothers. And she really just has a realization that he isn't his brothers, and he already gets it. He doesn't want to go on that path, mm-hmm. and he's doing a great job, and she just is so busy trying to push him that she doesn't realize he's just fine, right. And he's doing great. You know. And then Terry Crews plays Branson, who is supposedly in love with me.
I was going to say, we saw the preview. Lydia. He's jumping his bones.
I don't know who's going to be funnier, you or him.
But
it's going to be a battle.
You, they should have never put me and Terry Crews. The chemistry was insane. We had so much fun. It was to the point so bad that he had to call his wife and say, look here, babe, I just need you to understand there was nothing going on between me and her. Because we just clicked, you know, but we had so much fun together, you know, and I saw his wife the other night and I was picking with her. I said, like, can he pick me up one more time, you know, because he picked me up in the movie. And I was like,
we see that on the preview.
You know? I see what you're not going nowhere, girl. But yeah, it's like me and Terry were like a walk-in sitcom. We had so much fun, and we just got to really improvise and just have a lot of fun with those roles.
It sounds like your character Lydia too could be giving a whole lot of advice to Sunday, since her kids seem like they're really out of pocket. One's got a big old tattoo on his neck, and the other one's giving blowjobs on Twitter.
Wow. Yeah, Lydia would probably put on her side and tell about herself. But you know what? Lydia would probably tell her the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
You heard it here first.
Right. After Buzz TV exclusive.
Call a spade a spade, baby. Call a spade a spade. But I'm so excited about this movie. I'm so excited that Mr. Perry, you know, just, you know, trusted me and you know, gave me this incredible role in this, and to be a part of this incredible ensemble cast. And like I said, I walked away with friends, you know. I still speak to Amy and Terry and Nia and Wendy and Zulai, you know, and William. And it's just like, you know, that's just something that happens when you work on a Tyler Perry project. Mm-hmm. It's just not, you don't say cut and you never talk to people again. You become a family. It's really great.
Oh, wow. So what other projects can we expect from you other than this? Because we know you got a lot of publicity going on for this. Is there anything, you know, that we don't know about?
Well, actually, I have a new role that I'm playing on the new Martin Lawrence Kelsey Grammer sitcom called Braddock and Jackson.
Oh, wow.
It comes out on Fox this summer. And I'm actually playing an older lady. I'm playing a 60-year-old woman. So I'm giving them a little nutty professor.
They're going to have a little special effects going on.
I have this gray wig on, you know, and I play this lady named Precious, Miss Precious. And I play an old lady, baby. Yeah, sugar. So I'm really excited about that because, you know, to be able to work with Kelsey Grammer and Martin Lawrence is like a dream come true.
Yes.
And Thelma Hopkins from Family Matters plays my best friend. So it was just, you know, so I'm really excited about that. And then, you guys can check me out on the new season of Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse. It comes back out on OWN in the spring and we go back to shoot.
Are there any shows you're not doing? I feel like if I turn on any network or channel, I'm going to see you.
If you didn't hear, she is also a mom. She has a 2-year-old.
Yes.
That's like the biggest handful of them all.
Ooh, child, ain't no joke.
How do you juggle Hollywood and the mom side?
Girl, I have a wonderful nanny. You know, but I've been really, really blessed because I have an incredible village. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's funny, when I left my husband, it's like my boys swooped in to become these surrogate fathers when he wasn't present. And it's like my son is never going to lack for a positive role model. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he has every dynamic that he can learn from and watch. I mean, this child's going to be so diverse and so accepting of the differences in people because he's got white, black, gay, straight, entertainers, lawyers, dentists, models, you know, he's got a little bit of everything going on that he can learn from. And I mean, like I said, I didn't ask these men to do this. For whatever reason, they loved me enough and loved my son enough to come in and fill that void to his daddy get it together.
And that's how you know you have good friends.
Now, tell the truth. Do you have him sitting down watching Basketball Wives with you?
No, he's in the bed now. But he's not really watching.
You let him see a couple episodes.
Elmo's on. I put Elmo on. Girl, Elmo is more important than Jackie.
He doesn't need to be scared by all that.
You have to show him what to avoid in women.
I do. I have pointed to some episodes of this and Real Housewives and said, "That's not what you bring home to mama." Yeah, don't bring that home to mama.
All right,
that's
guys.
That's hilarious.
Well, we can't. When does the movie come out? Give us the official
date. March 14th in theaters nationwide.
So everyone, make sure you check out Tyler Perry's The
We're
Single Moms.
We're trying to get a bunch of single moms across the country. We've got groups going in New York, Houston, Dallas, D.C., here in L.A. We've got groups of moms going to see this movie, and they're going to tweet, and we're going to tweet with them.
Single Moms Club.
Yes, and we may be popping up at some of these theaters, you know.
Now, I wonder if a real Single Moms Club is going to, you know, form from this, an association or organization or something.
I would hope so. You know, I'm thinking about even starting one.
Because you do it, After Buzz will support it.
Thank you.
We will.
I'm so thinking about starting one, you know, because a lot of the organizations for mothers are usually with married couples, and, you know, the single mama coming in, they looking at her like, half a go home. My husband's, you know, whatever. But no, I'm totally down for that, and I'm really thinking about doing it. And if I do, I will definitely let AfterBuzz know.
Sounds awesome. Good. Coco, let us know where all your fans can find you, how they can tweet with you, or your website.
Social media.
Yeah,
okay. You can find me on Twitter, and it's Coco Brown, C-O-C-O-A, Brown 22. You can also find me on Twitter as well, under Coco, C-O-C-O-A, Brown, the number 4, Life. You can also find me on Instagram, which is Coco Brown, C-O-C-O-A, Brown 1-O-N-E, Funny Mama, M-O-M-M-A. You can also find me on Facebook under Coco Brown, the number 4, Life. I'm all over. You can find me on LinkedIn, honey, on Coco Brown.
IMDb, look her up, Google
IMDb.
Her.
And always add the A to my name, C-O-C-O-A Brown, because if not, you're going to get a porn star, honey, and I don't do that no more.
And Brooke, where can they find you?
You can find me at Spit On Me, Bitch.
Literally. That is what
her
Twitter is. And Rebecca?
You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Rebecca Prince TV.
And you guys can play with my Twitter and stroke my Instagram at spicy_Mari, SPICY_MARI, or go to thespicylife.com. But thank you for tuning in to Basketball Wives. We'll be here next Monday. And thank you, Coco Brown, for joining
us.
Thank
you so much.
Please come back.
We will all be at the movie theater March 14th.
Thank you. Thank
and make
you
sure
much.
All of you go too.
Yeah, me and Spit On Me, Bitch.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV. Okay.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.